This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this gorgeous weekend. We are streaming online at joy.org and on the Joy app and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We are absolutely proud to bring you this show today on whatever the date is. First of October, pinch and a punch. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Isn't that what they say now? White rabbits.
White rabbit.
You'll have to tell me what that means later.
I have no idea.
My name's Tass, and I'm one of the co-hosts today. And of course, Macca is still on leave, as is Fiona. They will be back next week. Macca, I believe, is back in Melbourne or on his way back to Melbourne, but he's, of course, going to be jet-lagged, etc., etc. Co-hosts this morning are, of course, the wonderful Janet Jukes. Welcome back, Janet. Mm. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Taz.
And Lisa Daniel. Good morning,
morning
to you.
How are we on this beautiful day?
Very, very well.
Glancing outside of the Pride Centre, stunning Melbourne day.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. We've got some great guests. I'm excited.
Yeah, okay. Tell us who the guests are, Lisa.
We're kicking off with Sally Capp shortly. She's going to tell us about what's going on in Melbourne. We're going to give us some hard grilling, aren't we? We're going to give her
no,
a
we never do that. No, we love Sally. We don't do that.
We're chatting to Steve Demopoulos.
Yes, and he's the Minister for Having Fun, I believe, is how they refer to him out there. He happens to be the Minister for Tourism, Sport, Major Events and Creative Industries. What a great set of portfolios. Well, sans the sport bit, actually.
Oh, no, I like the sport bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you got your Adidas on, I can
I
see.
Do.
Who else have we got on?
We're chatting to Zoe Daniel, who, of course, is a new parliamentarian, having won her seat of Goldstein in the last most recent election, which feels like last week, but it's actually now a few months, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably
so
about 100 days.
It'd be good to ask her about her experiences of, you know, the job now that she's actually in it, doing it on a daily basis. Yeah. I'd be excited to hear about that. We're also chatting to Brenda Appleton, who's the recent winner of the Liberty Victoria 2022 Voltaire Award for Human Rights, which is incredible.
And finishing off with?
Jason Marsiglia. Have I got that right?
I'm not sure. We're going to have to check that out.
I reckon
with,
I've probably added
Jason.
I reckon that G might be silent, possibly. I might go with that. So he's the program manager.
Marsiglia.
Yes, could be.
Fringe.
Yeah, he's the
Fringe.
Yeah, the program manager of Melbourne Fringe. So a delightful assortment of eclectic guests, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be a good show, actually.
Excellent.
Always good to hear what people have to say. Haven't spoken with Steve Demopoulos for a while. In fact, the last time we spoke with Steve or Zoe, they were actually, Steve was actually a backbencher and a parliamentary secretary. Gave a couple of great interviews, especially around budgetary issues when he was working with the Treasurer. And Zoe Daniel, we met here in this very studio, actually, leading up to the election. She turned up in her shiny teal outfit and had a lot to say, and I'm quite looking forward to seeing her now as a Member of Parliament.
Do you think she'll show up in the teal?
Don't know. Shall we take a bet?
Having lived in
actually,
that area,
I don't gamble, but you two can bet amongst yourselves.
So if people want to text in, what number do they text in on?
0427 569 949, or they can email. Do you know the email address, Janice?
onair@joy.org.au.
That's it. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Ask us some questions.
Give us some feedback. Don't ask me to see anything that's in the distance, Tass, because I could not read that without my glasses.
You haven't got your glasses on.
Yeah, hence I asked you the text number.
So what's been hot in your departments?
Janet, you start with that. You've got a new job.
I have got a new job.
Congratulations, Janet.
Thank you. 2 months. 2 months. So still, you know, shiny and new and getting my bearings.
Do you know where the photocopier is yet?
Well, you know, one of the advantages of having an assistant is you don't need to know those things. I do, actually.
God.
I do. I managed to leave my Saturday magazine plan on the photocopier last night as I left. So
she's winging it.
I'm winging it. Oh, no, I've got another one Taz provided for me. So Refuge Victoria, Taz, Lisa.
What does Refuge Victoria do?
So it's the largest group of women's specialist family violence women's refuges in Victoria. So
cool.
We've got a number of purpose-built sort of sites with multiple independent units for women and their children, and lots of security, secret sites.
Do you measure your service by number of beds or number of residents?
Oh, the government, so units usually, households.
Units.
Households. But, you know, two-thirds of our clients, which is interesting, two-thirds of our clients are children.
Wow.
In refuge, and it was the same last year and the year before. So, so we've got those three purpose-built sites with sort of six or seven independent units where people can come along with their dogs and their cats and their birds and guinea pigs and everything else into refuge.
And how many units do you have?
All up, we've got about 50 properties across the state.
Wow.
So three purpose-built sites and then a whole lot of, you know, spread out refuge properties and then some transitional housing because, of course, getting people through crisis and into the rest of their life is a bit of a challenge in a housing crisis. So, yeah.
Interesting job to take on.
In a pandemic, yeah.
The time of COVID, I can imagine.
I did. I had this moment about 2 or 3 weeks after starting thinking, what kind of idiot takes on a job of running a residential service in the middle of it?
Very caring and concerned idiot.
I agree with you. And congratulations
Thank
and
you.
Well done. And it sounds like a great role.
Yeah, lots to
great
do.
Role.
Lots of, you know, lots of work, lots of change, lots of, you know, it's had a bit of a revolution, that sector, in the last couple of years. And there's lots of opportunity to make the world a better place. Which is great.
And I presume you're still doing Thorn Harbour.
I am.
Good
I am
on
still
you.
Doing Thorn Harbour. I think I've got another year or two, actually, before they chuck me out after 6 years on the board. So, but we had a members meeting about a month ago and have changed the organisational structure to be a company, which is really great because it positions or makes us more accountable. Given the size these days and the number of assets and all that sort of stuff, but also positions us really well to be able to get community health funding, hopefully, and some growth dollars in that sort of space. So that
fantastic,
more accountable.
Let's
to
talk
government.
More about that later. And what about you, Lisa? What's been happening in your department?
Well, I sort of had a major career pivot about 5 years ago. Well, I was Queer Film Festival director for a long time. Much longer than
No. You were Queer Film. You were Queer Film.
And then I retrained and now I teach criminology in the undergraduate online space.
Wow.
So I'm about to hit the marking season. So all of my students have their major assignments due in on Monday.
Wow.
So from Monday I'll be marking incredibly intelligent essays for
You'll
three
be
weeks.
Heads down, bum up.
Pretty much, with bowls of sugar next to me.
Sure, to keep you awake.
So, you know, I'm really enjoying it. I love the online space. Crime is a growth area, unfortunately, so there's always going to be the need to study criminology. So I'm just really fascinated as to why people commit crime and teaching it. You know, it's inspiring. I always get sort of great stuff back from students, and the student body is really eclectic. And online teaching has really allowed – it's opened up a whole space for mature-age women who I think about 70% of the student cohort is over 40 and have got kids, and they've, you know, the kids are now independent enough that, you know, these women could never go to an actual campus because they just wouldn't be able to get there with dropping kids off at school and that sort of stuff. So this has really made, it's just opened up tertiary education for a lot of people that couldn't access it before. So
what do they do, like at the end of the course, what sort of jobs do they go into?
They generally would go into corrections, like as a, you know, sort of case management or even in a prison. Some of them go on to do further study, of course. They might end up working at the Australian Bureau of Statistics in the criminology area, or they might, you know, sort of try and get work at the Australian Institute of Criminology. A lot of them do postgrad, but yeah, a lot of them go into corrections. Some want to be police officers. So,
can I make a confession?
Sure.
Online study does not work for me.
Doesn't work for everyone.
No,
and I think the older The older demographic.
Yes.
More so.
But you mean me?
I think unless you see how it works, and my university does it incredibly well. I've been doing it for a very long time. They're sort of the leader in the way they do it. It's very collaborative. And I don't know about you, but when I was 17 and going to uni, I found it a very isolating, lonely place.
Oh, I loved uni.
I was very green. I was only 17.
I used to love getting dressed up. I love socialising, hanging around the cafe.
I get that aspect of it. But did you do much study, Tess?
Yeah, of course I did.
I've got a 20-year-old. She's in first year uni at home. Like, she turned 20 this week. And she doesn't seem to do a lot of uni. There's a lot of uni stuff going on. Mm. So there's prosh and, you know, O-week. And
I loved all of that. But I was one of those nerdy type students who always had their assignments due in at least a week before they were due.
Oh, I think she's probably doing that as well. Like, she's doing well, but, you know, well within her capacity. You know, so not stretching herself too hard. But, you know, why should you really? I mean, if you can't have fun when you're 20, when can you
have fun? Well, exactly. So I recently secured myself a spot in an online degree through the university. Oh, I shouldn't say which one, but a university, not Victoria.
The Third Age?
No. Proper university.
You know that's seniors, don't you?
Proper university. I know exactly where you're going. BITCH. And
thank you. I can spell.
So it was a degree in clinical governance, which I thought might be really interesting in getting some formal qualifications in this space.
That sounds not very interesting.
Got myself enrolled, did my application, got accepted, did the interview, blah, 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 really excited, got all my codes and my passwords, set myself up, and I just thought, I can't do this. It was not engaging. It was just not engaging.
Well, it just sounds like the supplier wasn't a good...
I didn't get beyond base one, even beyond day one. And I happened to mention this to somebody else who said, oh, come and do our course. We do a combination of face-to-face and online and chat groups and forums and, you know, weekends away. And I thought, that's more like me.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the space that my institution works in.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's... And it's about older, it's an older student cohort too, who don't want to go to prosh.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.